Hashem gives us a tremendous amount of beracha. But every beracha you get has embedded in it problems and challenges. Every beracha you have has problems and challenges embedded in it. You know why it's there? Because it's a reminder of where it came from. Because most people don't wake up in the morning and say, "Thank you, Hashem, for oxygen." Because you don't remember that there is oxygen because you're so used to it. No one ever says, "Thank you, Hashem, because the ground is solid." You're so used to the ground being solid, you don't say, "Thank you, Hashem, for that." We don't say, "Thank you, Hashem, for the sun," definitely not in Brooklyn. You don't say, "Thank you, Hashem, for the sun." But you know what you do say? "Thank you, Hashem, for that sale. Thank you, Hashem, for that deal." Because that's not as solid. And it's challenging. And when it's challenging, you realize and constantly remember that it's from Him. Most people don't stop to realize. If you're going to have beracha, you're going to have reason to complain in that beracha. Every time. Every beracha you can have, every blessing you can have, has embedded in it challenges. You don't want challenges. You don't want problems. In essence, you're saying you don't want that blessing. Having a child comes with a lot. It comes with a lot. Way more than any parent ever imagined before the baby was born. And each child comes with a lot. It comes with a price tag. It's not just a money price tag. A time, an energy, a difficulty, a thought process, a creativity, a flexibility sometimes in order to raise this child. It comes with a lot. Everything. Money comes with a major price. Popularity and fame comes with a major price. Every car comes with a price. Every home comes with a price. Every vacation comes with a price. A spouse comes with a price. Parents come with a price. Siblings come with a price. In-laws come with a price. Friends come with a price. A job comes with a big price. A boss comes with a price. A pay, getting paid, compensation comes with a price. And you need to realize that that's embedded in the beracha. So don't be frustrated by it. That's the game. That's the way the game is played. Talk to someone they're married for a year. Talk to them. And they're like, "Ah, marriage. What do you mean, not marriage? A year ago, you were dying to be married. Now you're complaining about the fact that your husband puts his feet on the couch? That's what it means. Being married means those challenges. So when you're taking the blessing, you got to pay the price with it. You have to accept the price with it. It's part of the beauty. It's part of what the blessing is. And Hashem puts that price there. So you should constantly be dependent on Him and constantly reminded of Him. So every beracha you have comes with a price.